When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Welcome into Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. No Greeny today. I'm Michelle Smallman alongside Jeff Tern. And we started the show with Jeff Tern putting Greeny on notice. Says he's coming for him. Jeff,
listen,
you still stand by
I just
that
said
an hour
the seat,
in.
I just said the seat was hot. I always envisioned myself being the one that replaced Greeny someday. And so I think it was only fitting that they gave me this opportunity. They're going to let me come back on July 4th. I'll be two shows into, you know, the suit's going, all right, yep, this is where he needs to be.
Well, I love the boldness from Jeff. He also revealed that he's petty. We learned about Jeff's pettiness when it comes to parking, his pettiness with his kids. And today on Greeny, we've turned this into a bit of a trust tree. We want to hear the pettiest thing that you've ever done. The phone lines are blowing up. We're going to get to your calls in a minute, but you can join in on the conversation. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. But now, as we continue our ESPN NFL Rank'em, it's time to go through the top five offseason additions.
From the top five NFL quarterbacks.
So badly want to bring Super Bowl here to Buffalo.
Herbert rolling right, throws, touchdown!
To the top five NFL fan bases. We're ranking the top of everything in the NFL. This is ESPN Radio's Rank'em, the top five offseason additions. Number five.
All right, Michelle, at number five for me, it's one that I think went a little bit under the radar when the trade happened for the Chicago Bears to move out of the number one spot in the NFL draft when they traded with Carolina. That was all about the pick, right? They're going to be able to get their guy in Bryce Young in Carolina. But what came back in return was a lot of compensation as far as the draft, but also a number one wide receiver in DJ Moore. I think that division is the Minnesota Vikings. I think the Detroit Lions will probably finish second. And the Bears and the Packers will be somewhere in third and fourth. But as far as the maturation of Justin Fields and his future endeavors as the quarterback in Chicago, I think it's going to go a long way with the production this season and in the future that they were able to get wide receiver DJ Moore. I absolutely love that addition for Chicago, and I think it's the fifth best addition of the offseason.
Jeff, I loved it so much, it's higher on my list. Wow. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But coming in at number five for me, the Bengals signing former Chiefs starting left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. to a four-year, $64 million contract. Not only do they get more protection for Joe Burrow, but you steal him from your rival. I love that Chiefs-Bengals rivalry that continues to percolate. And I love his comments in the wake of it that just throw a little bit more gas on the fire. And I also love that he thinks he's actually going to be able to be better in Cincy's scheme. He talked about from a pass standpoint, that it's going to be firmer, quicker, that he's going to be able to be more aggressive in certain situations. So I think this was a slam dunk for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Number four.
Number four for me is Vic Fangio, DC, going to Miami. Their defensive coordinator was not good a year ago, and they were already dealing with an uphill battle considering the situation at quarterback from an injury standpoint for Tua. And so they've made the addition last year. Hey, Bradley Chubb's our guy. We got to go get this dude. They make the trade. And I think that offense is going to be dynamic. I think that there's two teams that are going to make the playoffs from the AFC East, and it's going to go a long way that the Dolphins are one of them by hiring Vic Fangio. I think he is spectacular as a coordinator, not so much as a head coach. One of those guys that you go, great coordinator, not a great head coach.
Yeah.
But I think Vic Fangio's addition in Miami is huge. I got it at number four.
That's a big one. Coming in at number four for me, Derek Carr going to the New Orleans Saints. The Saints have been in quarterback limbo for a while. He's definitely an upgrade over Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston. And I know Derek Carr isn't a tier one guy, but he's an experienced vet, and he should elevate this offense and provide some stability to the Saints. You talk about a division that's wide open. The NFC South is absolutely up for grabs, and I think getting Derek Carr under center for the Saints will help them make a push for the division, Jeff.
Number three.
All right, at number three, Sean Payton. I went with two coaches in my top five list. I mean, it can't get any worse in Denver. The Nathaniel Hackett experiment was like a science experiment I did in middle school. Didn't turn out that well, and I probably got a D. So I figure for Denver, this is going to be huge. I mean, I don't know that he's going to fix Russell Wilson, because I don't know that anybody can at this point in his career after watching him play the game of football a year ago. But at least you're in good hands moving forward, and you can figure out that mess while you got a really good head coach in Sean Payton. I think he just brings sort of a different stability to that organization day one. They're going to do things different, and a respect factor for your head coach that wasn't there with Nathaniel Hackett. I love Sean Payton at number three.
On my list, but again, higher. I'm going to go back to what you had at number five for my number three, and that's the Bears. Their GM, Ryan Pohl, making moves. I thought that Chicago was the big winner of the draft, not only getting those two first and two second round selections, but as you mentioned, they get DJ Moore. They give Justin Fields a true number one receiver. You add him to an already impressive group, and Moore's going to just open up that offense in a new way. Justin Fields, Jeff, is the franchise, and I love that the Bears are giving him weapons and putting him in a position to grow and succeed.
Number two.
At number two for me is Odell Beckham Jr., and I think this is another one that, just like my number one pick, is about the intrigue of what it's going to actually look like throughout the season. And I think this coincided with the contract for Lamar Jackson. You talk about Justin Fields getting more weapons. I mean, you couldn't name some of the wide receivers for the Baltimore Ravens over the last few years. You definitely know who Odell is. And, you know, you got Odell, then you go get, say, Flowers in the draft, and now he has multiple weapons on the outside. There's no reason why he shouldn't have a huge year statistically, that being Lamar Jackson, and Odell's going to benefit from that. And I think for Odell, he got his money like he wanted. The Ravens paid more than other teams are willing to do so, which I think motivates him even more. There's a comfort level there, and I think he's going to have a really big year, and that's going to go a long way for the Ravens' hopes of making the postseason. Odell going to Baltimore is at number two.
You had it at number three. It's my number two, and that's Denver hiring Sean Payton. The Broncos have been bad offensively since Peyton Manning left, a different Peyton. And the quarterback situation in Denver has been awful, and that's me putting it kindly. They've missed the playoff during each of the past seven seasons. They thought they finally went out and got that sure thing in Russell Wilson. Last season was a disaster, a string of awful developments for Mr. Unlimited. Nathaniel Hackett was not the guy. He gets fired. And we're going to find out, Jeff, how much Russ has left in the tank, because we know what Sean Payton is. He's a winner. He's a brilliant offensive mind. He was the right-hand guy of a quarterback with Russ's makeup and Drew Brees. And when you look at Payton's time in New Orleans, he finished top five in scoring 9 times in 15 seasons and in the top 10 during all but 3 seasons. Bringing him in to resurrect Russell Wilson and this Broncos offense was a major win in the offseason for Denver.
Number one.
Number one for me is Aaron Rodgers going to the New York Football Jets. And as this was the number one story this offseason, as I fill in for Greeny today, I don't have the same take as Greeny does on what this is going to turn out to be.
Oh.
I don't have the Jets making the playoffs. I have that division going to the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins being the wild card team from the AFC East. There isn't 8, 9, and 10 spots in the playoffs for the AFC. There's only 7. And one of them will not be the Jets. So it may be the biggest offseason move, but it's going to be, when the season is over, the biggest disappointment from the offseason moves as well. I have Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets not making the playoffs. I don't think they're better than Miami. I don't think they're better than Buffalo. And I don't think that you cannot look at what Aaron Rodgers did last year and think that all of a sudden it's going to be that much better in New York. The defense of the Packers heading into last year, very similar on paper to what the Jets looked like on defense heading in. Aaron Rodgers had a good defense last year, and they couldn't even beat Detroit in the final game of the season. Not buying the Jets, but I do think it was the biggest move of the offseason because it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, is there any other pick in the biggest offseason additions than Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? It's a chips all in situation. It was drama. There was intrigue. The Jets waited out, and they knew that he was the guy. He expressed that he wanted to be there. It's a marriage made in, I guess, football heaven. We'll find out. But the Jets had a strong defense. They had some good assets, but they never had the quarterback. This is a we want to win now situation, and bringing in an MVP and a Super Bowl champion and really establishing yourself at the quarterback position was certainly the way to go. But Jeff, I'm with you. I just don't know if it's going to work out the way that they expect. When you look at Aaron Rodgers, you know what he gives you from a skill set standpoint. But when you look at the past few years in Green Bay, it was Mike McCarthy's fault. Then it was that the front office wasn't giving him enough weapons. They weren't listening to him. It was always pointing the finger at somebody else and never saying, here's what I did to contribute to our lack of postseason success. And right now, they're in the honeymoon phase. Right now, everything's great. He's getting all the love in New York. He's talking on psychedelic panels. He's feeling great. But what happens when the Jets have some adversity? Is he going to point the finger at somebody else? How is he going to handle that? I'll be very intrigued to see.
I will too. And I think, you know, it may have started off as a marriage made in football heaven, but it may turn out to be a marriage made in football hell by the end of the year.
Well, we have been talking about pettiness throughout the show. We talked about a story about a homeowner in New Jersey that cut down a bunch of trees because he wanted a better view of the New York skyline. His neighbor was upset. So what did he do? He snitched on him. And now the guy might have to pay over $1 million in fees for cutting down the tree. So we wanted to open up the show on Greeny today and make it a safe space. We want to hear about the pettiest thing you've ever done. We have the phone lines lighting up. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. If you want to get in on the conversation. But let's take Ken in South Dakota. Ken, what's the pettiest thing you've ever done?
Good morning. And first, I just want to say, just to help out on Jeff's story about parking in his town, if you have to park a block away, you're in a cornfield.
So true, Ken. So you're out in a cornfield, and you definitely went the wrong way. That's true.
Exactly. Pettiest thing I've ever done? Correcting people's grammar online. It's something that I realized what I was doing and gave it up. Keyboard warrior, not something I'd be very proud of.
That's one. That's so annoying too, right? Like that's yes. The one where you're like, dude, I was, you know, getting out of my car responding to a tweet. Sorry, I wasn't grammatically correct. All right, my bad.
Yeah, man. But I'm sorry if someone tweets at you and says you're an idiot, YOUR, you have to respond with the asterisk.
Do you?
If you're gonna call me an idiot and you don't know the correct your, you need to be put on blast. I'm sorry.
Oh man, I'm probably blocking someone that does that to me.
Well, then don't say I'm an idiot with the wrong your.
Fair you know, enough. You might block me first.
If you're going to diss me, come correct. That's all I'm saying. He's Jeff Tern. I'm Michelle Smallman. And coming up next, more of your petty calls, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Plus, we play Who You Got. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. The AutoZone Fix Finder service not only identifies the check engine light code, but also helps identify the most likely cause of the check engine light being on. The information provided by the free AutoZone Fix Finder service is verified by data from over 5.5 million ASE certified technicians. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
Alongside Jeff Turn, I'm Michelle Smallman. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and it's time to play Who You Got. Our producer extraordinaire, Bubba, is with us. Bubba, let's go.
All right, Jeff. You want to replace Greeny, you gotta play Who You Got here. So we got to see how you do here. There's a lot on the line. You claim you're going to be the new Greeny. Who you got to staple the show? Let's see how you do here.
All right.
Are you nervous? I feel like you're nervous.
There's not a nervous bone in my body for anything.
We're actually not even sponsored today. Normally, Granger sponsors it. They pay about $5 million. So luckily, it's not sponsored. So
well,
you have
was
that.
Me, if it was me instead of Greeny, you guys would have got 10. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you
know, all right. we'll start with an easy one. All right. Who you got as the best landing spot for James Harden?
I think the best landing spot for James Harden would be the Houston Rockets, and the reason I say that is they don't have any expectations. He can go out there on a nightly basis and sell a lot of tickets for that organization. He can help the younger players. He goes back to a place where he is uber comfortable. And he doesn't have to get the criticism that has come along with a Hall of Fame career over the last couple of years, because there will be no choking in the playoffs, because they will not be making the playoffs. He will not have to deal with all of that. I'll take Houston as the landing spot, not L.A., not New York.
I think I'm going to go with the Clippers. I know Woj reported that the Clippers and the Knicks were in the mix for Harden's landing spot. So if I'm going to pick one of those two teams, I don't think it's a fit with the Knicks. I wouldn't put my chips in on James Harden for 1 year. If I'm New York, I would be patient. I would lie in wait and see what develops in a year. Maybe go out and get a younger, more talented superstar. Maybe a Giannis, maybe an Embiid. You never know. But it seems like he would want to go to the Clippers. I think it would be interesting to pair him with Kawhi. Don't know what would happen with Paul George. But I think LA, specifically the Clippers, is the best fit for James Harden.
All right, next up, yesterday, Damian Lillard tweeted this: survived too many storms to be bothered by raindrops. Who you got as to what that means?
It rains a lot in the Northwest. I mean, I don't know that at this point with Damian Lillard, he's been so upfront about his desire to stay in Portland that it's going to have to take him going to the organization and saying, move me. He's been too loyal for them to, I think, for them to stab him in the back and just trade him away without him having a desire to leave. And I think by getting Scoot and having some of the pieces there that you could potentially trade away to add a star to Portland instead of having to go get one, I think that makes sense. Here's what I think. I think that there is a couple of players out there, including someone like Karl Anthony Towns, that could land in Portland and give him a chance to compete in the West. So I think they would try that over moving him and just restarting. But, I mean, man, I barely read any books when I was in school. I'm not very philosophical. I can't dive too deep into that. That's way above my pay scale.
So if I'm going to read the tea leaves on this one, I think, Jeff, what you're deducing about the weather in the Northwest is a pretty solid pick there.
He's tired of the rain.
I think he's talking about haters. I think he's saying that he's not going to be bothered by raindrops, a.k.a. people who are trying to rain on his parade, a.k.a. people like us who are haters. We can't understand why Dame would want to stay in Portland. We want him to go on a contender. We want him to go on a team where he can win Portland now, and it doesn't seem like Portland is that place for him. So maybe he's calling all of the haters raindrops and saying, I've dealt with worse. I don't care what you guys have to say. Because isn't that what these guys do on Twitter? They're subtweeting someone. They're subtweeting something. So if I'm trying to connect the dots here, I think he's telling people like you and I, Jeff, to zip it.
We talked about him earlier, Shohei Ohtani having an unbelievable season, but maybe in the future he could be on the Mets. I can only hope. However, number 17 currently unavailable because it's retired by Keith Hernandez. And Keith doesn't seem too interested in giving him the number should Ohtani come to Queens. The question is, should Keith give up the number or should it stay retired? Who you got?
I mean, come on, man. I mean, dude was good, but he isn't as good as Shohei Ohtani. So, I mean, yes, give up the number. At this point, the Mets should crawl over broken glass and gargle glass, as we heard one caller tell us yesterday, in order to get Shohei Ohtani. I mean, Bubba, I'm sorry to tell you this, man, but, like, feels like the Phillies, the Braves would be much better landing spots in that NL East for Shohei Ohtani than the Mets. Why the hell would he want to go to that dumpster fire?
Bubba, do you want to respond to that before I give my answer here?
He's off the show on Tuesday. That's my response.
Okay, I can take shots at Greedy, but I take shots at Bubba. My ass is gone. I got it. Understand.
Listen, if I'm Keith Hernandez, I'm not giving up my number.
What?
Why would I give up my number for you? Yes, I know you're a once-in-a-generation player. Yes, I know the Mets need to do whatever it takes to acquire you. And if you want my number, that's probably part of the deal that they're trying to finesse. I'm a 5-time All-Star. I'm a 2-time World Series champion. I won 11 gold gloves. I'm in the Mets Hall of Fame. I'm in the Cardinals Hall of Fame. I'm Keith Hernandez. I'm a pop culture icon. That number 17 is mine. The Mets retired it, which means no one else can have it. So I don't really care what Shohei Ohtani wants. If I'm Keith Hernandez, I earned that number being retired. You can find a new one, buddy.
As a Braves fan, the greatest thing Keith Hernandez ever did was show up on Seinfeld. Boom.
Sunday was Leon Day, which means we are officially 6 months till Christmas. Leon is Noel backwards, obviously. Oh, and the obviously. Event is the unofficial start for crafters wanting to make art in time for the winter holidays. Obviously. Who you got as your favorite Leon?
As my just Leons in general?
Yeah.
People
I mean,
named
Kings
Leon?
Of Leon.
Any Leon. Any
Kings
Leon,
of Leon.
Any Leon in the world. Who you got as your favorite Leon?
I think I'm going to go with Leon Bridges. If we're thinking, what, Jeff?
Of course he doesn't.
We have learned today that you have terrible taste in music.
Kings
We've
of Leon.
We have got to make you a playlist. Leon Bridges is one of the great voices in modern music. I've seen him in concert. He's outstanding.
It can't be that modern. It can't be that modern.
Oh, yeah. He's out there. He's got an old school vibe and an old school feel with a modern twist. He's outstanding, and you should listen to him.
Well, if someone covers his songs, then Jeff will know them.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, we'll do one more. 46 years ago Monday, Elvis, do you know him, Jeff?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Elvis, Elvis held his final concert in Indiana. He then died 2 months later, sad. Mm, Who sad. You got as your favorite concert you've ever attended?
Listen, this is a good question right here, okay? So I'm going to surprise you here with this one. Now, top five included the Taylor Swift concert in Minneapolis. It included Lady Gaga in Nashville. It included Harry Connick Jr. at the Ryman Auditorium, which was great as well. But
surprised you know him.
Number, because, Will, you know, there was a TV show he was in. Will and Grace. The number one concert that I have been to was Jimmy Buffett. In Minneapolis,
Whoa.
They shut down a street and put sand all over it so all the parrot heads could party. I accidentally stumbled down to this concert, and it was the best experience for a concert that I've ever been to. Jimmy Buffett, number one.
Wow. I've been to a Buffett show. Those parrot heads are no joke. That's
crazy.
A good pick, Jeff. That's a great time. I'm going to go a sentimental route here. I grew up listening to Fleetwood Mac all the time with my parents, and I got to go see them with my dad a couple years ago. You want to talk about a catalog? Fleetwood Mac, hit after hit after hit. I said to my dad at the show, Stevie Nicks still has it, and he turned to me, he goes, honey, she never lost it. It was an incredible show, and it was even more special that I got to go with my dad. So Fleetwood Mac, best concert I've ever been to.
I will tell you, I had a much, I didn't really buy into all the Fleetwood Mac stuff because I have some friends that love them. They played all Fleetwood Mac songs at their wedding. But when that little guy was riding around during COVID, drinking the whatever, and then the Fleetwood Mac song that
the
was so popular.
Spray.
Yes, yes, right, like that. I started listening to other Fleetwood Mac songs at that time. I have such a greater appreciation for Fleetwood Mac. They moved up many notches on my favorites list there. So, yes, I could find how that would be an awesome concert to go to.
It was amazing. Thank you, Bubba. We appreciate that. Jeff Turn, Michelle Smallman. It's Greeny here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And coming up, more of your petty calls. We want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Trust Tree today. Tell us the pettiest thing you've ever done. We won't judge. Plus, we said the Jets could be a disappointment this year. Does Sam Acho agree? We're going to ask him next. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Greeny, the podcast.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
Alongside Jeff Turn, I'm Michelle Smallman. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and it's time to play Who You Got. Our producer extraordinaire Bubba is with us. Bubba, let's go.
All right, Jeff, you want to replace Greeny, you gotta play Who You Got here. So we got to see how you do here. There's a lot on the line. You claim you're going to be the new Greeny. Who you got to staple the show? Let's see how you do here.
All right.
Are you nervous? I feel like you're nervous.
There's not a nervous bone in my body for anything.
We're actually not even sponsored today. Normally, Granger sponsors it. They pay about $5 million. So luckily, it's not sponsored. So
well,
you have that.
Me, if it was me instead of Greeny, you guys would have got 10, okay?
Yeah. So, All right. we'll start with an easy one, all right? Yeah. Who you got as the best landing spot for James Harden?
I think the best landing spot for James Harden would be the Houston Rockets. And the reason I say that is They don't have any expectations. He can go out there on a nightly basis and sell a lot of tickets for that organization. He can help the younger players. He goes back to a place where he is uber comfortable. And he doesn't have to get the criticism that has come along with a Hall of Fame career over the last couple of years, because there will be no choking in the playoffs, because they will not be making the playoffs. He will not have to deal with all of that. I'll take Houston as the landing spot, not L.A., not New York.
I think I'm going to go with the Clippers. I know Woj reported that the Clippers and the Knicks were in the mix for Harden's landing spot. So if I'm going to pick one of those two teams, I don't think it's a fit with the Knicks. I wouldn't put my chips in on James Harden for 1 year. If I'm New York, I would be patient. I would lie in wait and see what develops in a year. Maybe go out and get a younger, more talented superstar. Maybe a Giannis, maybe an Embiid. Never know. But it seems like he would want to go to the Clippers. I think it would be interesting to pair him with Kawhi. Don't know what would happen with Paul George, but I think LA, specifically the Clippers, is the best fit for James Harden.
All right, next up, yesterday, Damian Lillard tweeted this: survived too many storms to be bothered by raindrops. Who you got as to what that means?
It rains a lot in the Northwest. I mean, I don't know that at this point with Damian Lillard, he's been so upfront about his desire to stay in Portland that it's going to have to take him going to the organization and saying, move me. He's been too loyal for them to, I think, for them to stab him in the back and just trade him away without him having a desire to leave. And I think by getting Scoot and having some of the pieces there that you could potentially trade away to add a star to Portland instead of having to go get one, I think that makes sense. Here's what I think. I think that there is a couple of players out there, including someone like Karl Anthony Towns, that could land in Portland and give him a chance to compete in the West. So I think they would try that over moving him and just restarting. But, I mean, man, I barely read any books when I was in school. I'm not very philosophical. I can't dive too deep into that. That's way above my pay scale.
So if I'm going to read the tea leaves on this one, I think, Jeff, what you're deducing about the weather in the Northwest is a pretty solid pick there.
He's tired of the rain.
I think he's talking about haters. I think he's saying that he's not going to be bothered by raindrops, a.k.a. people who are trying to rain on his parade, a.k.a. people like us who are haters. We can't understand why Dame would want to stay in Portland. We want him to go on a contender. We want him to go on a team where he can win now, and it doesn't seem like Portland is that place for him. So maybe he's calling all of the haters raindrops and saying, I've dealt with worse. I don't care what you guys have to say. Because isn't that what these guys do on Twitter? They're subtweeting someone. They're subtweeting something. So if I'm trying to connect the dots here, I think he's telling people like you and I, Jeff, to zip it.
We talked about him earlier, Shohei Ohtani having an unbelievable season, but maybe in the future he could be on the Mets. I can only hope. However, number 17 currently unavailable because it's retired by Keith Hernandez. And Keith doesn't seem too interested in giving him the number should Ohtani come to Queens. The question is, should Keith give up the number or should it stay retired? Who you got?
I mean, come on, man. I mean, dude was good, but he isn't as good as Shohei Ohtani. So, I mean, yes, give up the number. At this point, the Mets should crawl over broken glass and gargle glass, as we heard one caller tell us yesterday, in order to get Shohei Ohtani. I mean, Bubba, I'm sorry to tell you this, man, but, like, feels like the Phillies, the Braves would be much better landing spots in that NL East for Shohei Ohtani than the Mets. Why the hell would he want to go to that dumpster fire?
Bubba, do you want to respond to that before I give my answer here?
He's off the show on Tuesday. That's my response.
Okay, I can take shots at Greedy, but I take shots at Bubba. My ass is gone. I got it. Understand.
Listen, if I'm Keith Hernandez, I'm not giving up my number.
What?
Why would I give up my number for you? Yes, I know you're a once-in-a-generation player. Yes, I know the Mets need to do whatever it takes to acquire you. And if you want my number, that's probably part of the deal that they're trying to finesse. I'm a 5-time All-Star. I'm a 2-time World Series champion. I won 11 gold gloves. I'm in the Mets Hall of Fame. I'm in the Cardinals Hall of Fame. I'm Keith Hernandez. I'm a pop culture icon. That number 17 is mine. The Mets retired it, which means no one else can have it. So I don't really care what Shohei Ohtani wants. If I'm Keith Hernandez, I earned that number being retired. You can find a new one, buddy.
as a Braves fan, the greatest thing Keith Hernandez ever did was show up on Seinfeld. Boom.
Sunday was Leon Day, which means we are officially 6 months till Christmas. Leon is Noel backwards, obviously. Event is the unofficial start for crafters wanting to make art in time for the winter holidays, obviously. Who you got as your favorite Leon?
As my just Leons in general?
Yeah.
People named
Kings
Leon?
Of Leon.
Any Leon. Any
Kings
Leon,
of Leon.
Any Leon in the world. Who you got as your favorite Leon?
I think I'm going to go with Leon Bridges. If we're thinking, what, Jeff?
Of course he doesn't.
We have learned today that you have terrible taste in music.
Kings of Leon.
We have got to make you a playlist. Leon Bridges is one of the great voices in modern music. I've seen him in concert. He's outstanding.
It can't be that modern. It can't be that modern.
Oh, yeah. He's out there. He's got an old school vibe and an old school feel with a modern twist. He's outstanding, and you should listen to him.
Well, if someone covers his songs, then Jeff will know them.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, we'll do one more. 46 years ago Monday, Elvis, do you know him, Jeff?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Elvis,
heard he did some things.
Elvis held his final concert in Indiana. He then died 2 months later, sad. Who you got as your favorite concert you've ever attended?
Listen, this is a good question right here, okay? So I'm going to surprise you here with this one. Now, top five included the Taylor Swift concert in Minneapolis. It included Lady Gaga in Nashville. It included Harry Connick Jr. at the Ryman Auditorium, which was great as well. But
surprised you know him.
There was a TV show he was in. Will and Grace. The number one concert that I have been to was Jimmy Buffett. In Minneapolis,
Whoa. They
shut down a street and put sand all over it so all the parrot heads could party. I accidentally stumbled down to this concert, and it was the best experience for a concert that I've ever been to. Jimmy Buffett, number one.
Wow. I've been to a Buffett show. Those parrot heads are no joke. That's
crazy.
A good pick, Jeff. That's a great time. I'm going to go a sentimental route here. I grew up listening to Fleetwood Mac all the time with my parents, and I got to go see them with my dad a couple years ago. You want to talk about a catalog? Fleetwood Mac, hit after hit after hit. I said to my dad at the show, Stevie Nicks still has it, and he turned to me, he goes, honey, she never lost it. It was an incredible show, and it was even more special that I got to go with my dad. So Fleetwood Mac, best concert I've ever been to.
I will tell you, I didn't really buy into all the Fleetwood Mac stuff because I have some friends that love them. They played all Fleetwood Mac songs at their wedding. But when that little guy was riding around during COVID, drinking the whatever, and then the Fleetwood Mac song that
the
was
Ocean
so popular.
Spray.
yes, right? Like that. I started listening to other Fleetwood Mac songs at that time. I have such a greater appreciation for Fleetwood Mac. They moved up many notches on my favorites list there. So, yes, I could find how that would be an awesome concert to go to.
It was amazing. Thank you, Bubba. We appreciate that. Jeff Turn, Michelle Smallman. It's Greeny here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And coming up, more of your petty calls. We want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Trust Tree today. Tell us the pettiest thing you've ever done. We won't judge. Plus, we said the Jets could be a disappointment this year. Does Sam Acho agree? We're going to ask him next. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.